In India, a leading actress ignited a social media storm when she took on one of the country's biggest papers, The Times of India, over its comments about her body. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on how a small incident reveals that some Indian women are no longer accepting old stereotypes.
Deepika Padukone is one of Bollywood's biggest draws, starring in such blockbusters as last year's Chennai Express. The young actress came out swinging at the country's biggest daily earlier this week after the Times of India published a dated shot of the star in a low-cut dress. The caption read, OMG, Deepika Padukone's cleavage show. Padukone ignored the bad grammar and went for the jugular. Yes, she wrote, lobbing a shot on Twitter, I am a woman, exclamation point. I have breasts and a cleavage, exclamation point. You got a problem? Deaf to the insult, the Times replied it was meant as, quote, a compliment. That did it. Fans, regular readers of the Times, and famous fellow Bollywood big shots all rushed to Padukone's defense. Her tweet soon sparked the hashtag #IStandWithDeepika, which was trending on Twitter Monday. One tweeter, Momi Janau, wrote, Times of India, you're an utter disappointment. You talk about women empowerment and then disgrace a woman. You're a hypocrite. Indian film critic and commentator Anna Vedekod says the paper's rejoinder that it was only showing the world Padukone's beauty reveals how deeply ingrained what Vedekod describes as misogyny is in the mainstream media.
Because, you know, across the world, women get told, don't object to wolf whistles and catcalls because it's an indicator that you are attacked. You should feel flattered by sexual harassment because it, men are complimenting you. So this was no different. The fact that it came from a major mainstream media publication is a matter of shame, of course.
But objectifying women translates into big money from Bollywood to Hollywood. What's different about this instance in India is that Padukone took a stand.
It is just unusual for an actress to have spoken up about it, but I'm glad that she has.
But Vedekod says it shouldn't stop there. She says the groundswell of support needs to include some introspection about Bollywood's own treatment of women.
The truth is that there are many, many films that objectify women in a disgraceful fashion, and so it would be nice if these same film industry people who are supporting her would also condemn the objectification of women by their own industry.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.